Hi there. The word for you today is God's forgiveness, mercy, and grace. In 1 John 4, verse 18, reading from the New Living Translation of Scripture, we read, "Perfect love expels all fear." God cares about you so much that He doesn't want you to be in any doubt at all as to His love for you. The Bible says His perfect love expels all fear. Now, if God loved us with an imperfect love, we'd have cause to worry, because human love is flawed. It keeps a checklist of our sins and shortcomings and consults it regularly. God keeps no such list. His love casts out our fear because it casts out our guilt. Listen to this verse from 1 John 3, verse 20. If our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart. When you feel unforgiven, question your feelings, but don't question God. Go back to His Word. It outranks self-criticism and self-doubt. Nothing fosters confidence like a clear grasp of God's grace. And by the way, nothing fosters fear like the ignorance of it. The fact is, if you haven't accepted God's grace, you're doomed to live in fear. No pill or pep talk or psychiatrist or earthly possession can really ever put your mind at ease. These things may help numb your fear, but they can't eradicate it. Only God's grace can do that. Let me ask you, have you accepted Christ's forgiveness? If not, take care of it right now. Get down on your knees and do it. The Bible says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Did you get that? The place of confession is also the place of cleansing and restored confidence toward God. Your prayer can be as simple as this. Lord, I admit I've failed. I've turned away from You. Please forgive me. I place my soul in Your hands right now, and I put my trust in Your unmerited, unearned favor and grace. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Now, having received God's forgiveness, mercy, and grace, go out and begin to live like it. Okay? That's the word for you today.